You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Okay.
Are we getting straight on?
Well, I mean, we could talk, but people are here to listen to us.
And we're all lived up.
Waffle on about fucking beer.
It's the second show of the run, so we're all ready to drink. Let's get ready to drink.
I used really singing an Ant and Dec song.
PJ and Duncan.
PJ and Duncan. That's really showing our regionalism, isn't it?
Well, no, it was on all over the country. You know, did you not watch that other one down south? School, don't do drugs. Biker Grove. No, that's the one up here.
That's from up here.
You know the one, Grange Hill.
They don't do that anymore.
No, such a shame. No, the BBC decided, oh, we haven't got this. There's this audience of like older kids and young adults.
And we just don't care about
them. We don't care about them. We're going to make BBC Three. Make it really good with Little Britain and all sorts of
then
stuff.
Then turn it shit and get
and
rid of it.
And then turn it shit and it'd be like about women having pregnancies and would you snog somebody? Would you snog Marion Void? Just by a picture? No, why would you marry somebody just off a picture? You stupid, stupid programme.
I wouldn't do anything. If you were coming along, I would not snog you. I would not marry you. And because I'm a nice person, I wouldn't avoid you.
I've only watched the show once. I'm not somebody... Normally, have you ever watched Snog Marion?
But like once, I think I was with you when we were watching
it. It's just an awful program in every way. Are you going to do the beer bit?
It's a rant, and we're already nearly 2 minutes into this podcast. So, welcome to the lovely world of some foreign beer. Nigel Farage wouldn't like this. I'm trying to figure out how much is in this bottle.
What's a normal bottle?
It's a 330ml bottle. Yeah, but you say that, but American bottles look normal and they've got fucking stupid amounts in because the bell ends and use different sizes. So it's 330ml or 33cl because this is from Italy. It is 5.2% and it is La Bassa, Real Lager. Brewfist, Birra Italiana.
We got it from Flavorly. Go on the Twitter to find the account.
Which means it's about £2 a bottle.
Yes. It's very pink. Pink to make the boys wink.
Yeah.
Or girls, because we're not sexist.
Do your girls wink?
I had a little tiny bit of the last week old now.
Yeah, week old. Wasn't like it was that.
So it looks like a lager. It's lager.
Surprise, it says fucking lager on the bottom.
Yeah, but sometimes you have a fucking lager, you prick.
I had, right? Actually,
You have them, and they come out dark, because you can have a dark lager. You should know this by now. Have I fucking not taught you anything?
Shut up, man. I was going to say, I actually had a black lager from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And that was interesting, because it was exactly like a lager, but black.
Our knowledge must astound the listeners, mustn't it?
Yes. So this is an actual product of Italy because it says product of Italy on the back of it. So it is truly foreign. This has travelled all these miles for us to talk shit about it.
It's got a very honey. It's obviously got the lager smell, but it's got honey.
Yeah. A sweet.
Like, we're obviously biased against lagers, aren't we?
You know what, a little, but is that just because we've not found a lager? Well,
I've found lagers I've liked before.
And we've not rated them on here.
I think that's it. Every lager I've had on here tastes of lager. And if it was a lager, tastes of lager.
It doesn't look over carbonated. There's fizz coming from it, but it doesn't look like it's been, let's pump a shit ton of bubbles in it.
Very fruity smell. I'm trying to think of the exact fruit. There's a fruit I'm trying to think of.
My nose isn't very good tonight.
Like there's a particular sweet it smells like, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
That's really sweet.
Very malty. There's a very malty taste there, like a lager.
But it's not like a frozen cold dead flavour malt. You know?
It's not that that. Taste of nothing. There's a lot of flavour in this.
Yeah.
But very light flavour. Again, it would do everything that a good lager should do. Go well with a curry, go well with a barbecue. As a lager, it's very good.
Yeah. As a beer overall that we drink, it's probably not that amazing and flavourful. But if you're a lager person, if you like your lagers, this is probably going to score very highly.
If you brought me over this on a night out, I'm not going to glass you.
Well, I hope you're not going to glass us even if I bring over a pig for you to drink.
If you bring Carlsberg, then there's going to be...
So when you brought me Foster's on a night out...
No, I didn't. And it wasn't Foster's.
What was it?
I can't remember, but it was something like
that. It was either Foster's or Carlin or some shite like that.
No. When I was not buying the round.
When you conspired, does that mean I was allowed to glass you?
No, you had to glass Pixie.
Okay.
Because we do not condone glassing.
Dr. Pixie.
Yes.
Or is he doctor or potentially doctor? We need to get this right.
Now.
We need to get this right.
He should be doctor now because he should have had his ceremony a couple of weeks ago.
Is that like what the...
Yeah, but our viewers do not know who Pixie is, our friend.
I just wasn't sure what the ceremony was like.
He should now be a doctor of physics.
Does he have to sit on a chair and get put up above people's heads?
I think that's a bar mitzvah.
Okay.
But I'm unsure. Do not glass people just because they give you lager. What's far better is just unfriend them on Facebook.
It's a lot more bitter.
Nobody truly gets hurt physically, but emotionally it's much deeper.
It really is.
What I think is there should be an angry unfriend. So you should have the subtle, you know... I've not spoken to you for years, I'm just clearing out. And then you should have I'm having an argument, and it should pop up, basically going,
these two people hate each other.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, this person hates this person.
Yes. Phil has angrily unfriended Bob. And a reason, you have to put a reason field in for getting him Carlsberg.
Yeah, I mean, that might be quite an interesting feature. So, Mr. Facebook, if you're listening to this.
Mr. Zuckerberg.
That's the one. Add that. Yes. Don't add the unlike button or the dislike button or whatever people want. Angry friend removal.
Yes. Angry unfriending.
Yeah. It'd just be so much better.
For people that would like to bring harmony to the world and sort of giving money to anti-hate charities, we want to angrily unfriend people.
Yeah, but there's angry unfriending people on Facebook and then there's hating people because... of their religion.
Yeah, if you decide to unfriend somebody because they're just a twat, that's perfectly acceptable.
I mean, maybe on an angry friend removal, you need to cite the reason, and if it's anything racist or truly hateful, then you get removed from life.
That's a little bit, I was thinking...
Was that a bit extreme?
Yes, I was thinking Mark Zuckerberg. Is it Mark Zuckerberg?
It could be Dave, I don't... Yeah,
Mark
I think
Zuckerberg
so.
Comes out...
Maybe they just delete your Facebook instead.
I was thinking Mark Zuckerberg personally comes around and slaps you in the face.
Okay.
So yeah, should we rate this somewhere on the board?
Yeah, I'll let you get up and rate it.
I would put it somewhere...
What's number 50?
Number 50, that was Hawaii Grapefruit... Pale Ale.
You know what? I think it's a little bit better than that.
Yes, I would say it was probably about the same as Brooklyn Summer Ale. Maybe it's better.
Brooklyn Summer Ale? No, I think they're probably on par.
Right, 52. Are you going to write that down somewhere?
Yeah, 52.
On a scrap of paper or something? Because
we've not got... Have you got a pen?
Have I got a pen?
What kind of studio is this? I was about to ask what nurse was that, but I realised it's a screwdriver and not a dildo.
I don't have a pen,
you're
just gonna have to write it down.
I'll text it, yeah.
Text it to us. So, we are gonna food pair this with. Don't tell them, but the pairings might just be shite I found in the cupboards.
Shite you found in the cupboards.
Because the last show we had enough to have real pairings, but this time we haven't. So just go with it.
I'm not actually drinking that. It's been in your fridge for like
so
long.
DHT milk?
It's so, in date.
So what we've got is a 10 gram.
It is not in date.
Is it not? When did it go out of date?
February this year. I mean, you can risk this.
We are going to pretend to drink a 10 gram UHT milk. It's
UHT 2%. It's 2%. It's in a 10 gram. Why do they weigh milk? Why is that as a weight and not like an amount? you know, oh, we've given you like a milliliter of milk.
Saying that you're buying 10 gram of milk at like a fortune probably looks better than saying you've bought a
bit of fucking off milk by Champion. Why would you buy that? I'm hoping that's the best.
You must have milk. You had like tea the other day, right, mate?
Yeah, I had it without milk because I looked at the teat underneath and was like, well, you can use it. I mean, it might be all right.
Smells all right. Oh, no, look at it. It looks like
yeah,
sperm.
No, no, it's got like a spunky top. That's fucking minging. You were like, smells all right. Oh, no.
Oh, no, it looks like spunk.
So, ladies, if you want some spunk that's not going to get you pregnant, buy UHT milk. And just let it go on a date.
Okay, that parent
vile.
That parent didn't quite work.
I mean, we could pretend we drank it.
Ooh, that was lovely. That was lovely and milky. That shot of milk.
You know, it's
lovely.
Not quite as good as fresh milk, but
if you need to do it,
UHT milk. It's okay.
You know, in an emergency, granny's come round. Mm-hmm. You just need milk.
It always works in my tea.
Yes, anyway, we'll see
you. That might be why every time I've come round and had milk over the past couple of months and we've used that, it might have tasted fucking horrible. I thought the tea bags were off. Obviously, the milk's gone spunky.
UHT milk in for ages.
The milk has gone spunky.
I don't drink teas and coffees at all. That's why I buy the little UHT milks.
Oh dear. You're trying to kill me. Oh, what are you pouring out? That's actually got a consistency of really weak cum.
It does. It looks so much like
that's awful. That's god awful. Go put it in a sock.
I'm just saying that would be great for practical jokes. Do you want to take it home?
Should we just put it in some Johnny's and leave them on the streets?
You can just practically put a bit on like the bowl of the toilet. So my family going in. Bob's been at it again. We will get back to you after we've drunk this and laughed.
Phil actually tasted that.
What was really disturbing was it actually tastes slightly salty.
You said to me, it tastes exactly like cum. That was all your words.
I've never tasted cum. I said, it's exactly what I imagine cum will taste like.
Imagine.
You know, yeah. You must imagine what shit whatever. Tastes like. I've never tasted shit, but I...
Yeah, whatever.
I haven't imagined.
You probably haven't tasted shit. You're one of them special kids from school.
Well, you, whenever you smell it, isn't it not if you smell, you're tasting at the same time? I've never sniffed cum.
Have you never picked your cum up one? Oh, I need to lick that. Well, you basically just did. You looked at that milk and were like, it's gone off. I'm going to taste it.
But it was surely if you taste it, it's cheese.
It's messed with milk. Is that your cat?
No, that's the opposite colours.
It's the opposite of your cat.
It's a negative of my cat.
Negative of your cat. Okay, bottle number two is Tara's Boobla Extra Hoppy Ale. There's some guy on it saying, smell up.
It's another Flavour League.
It's from Brussels. It's a 330ml bottle, and it is 4.5%.
Thought of something we need to do.
What?
While you're opening that bottle, is we went for a fantastic beer tasting at Brewdog,
Newcastle.
It cost
Do you have to think about the city?
Yes.
Oh my god! This at the time this podcast comes out, it's probably 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah. But we got a deal on. Voucher! 20 quid for two people, you got a
you
load of food.
You get a lot of things like fanny wax and like, on them.
I can't remember the bloke's name, so I'll just call him Clive.
Uh-huh. I was going to say Pete, but I don't think it was Pete either.
No, it wasn't Pete, but we'll call him Clive. He's Clive. Very knowledgeable, we've got some really nice beers. There was another group of people that put up with
your dad put up with us. I think that was his daughter.
His daughter that I was mean, a teacher.
Yeah, I mean...
Never put you in detention.
Basically, I got in with the dad and could have...
Well, no, you could have if you didn't
worked
look...
my way.
Like...
Is that what you're saying? If I didn't look like a car crash?
Yeah, if you did not...
Because I thought half the problem with the woman
like you
is
do look like a
cartoon
version of a criminal. Okay. If I was going to draw a criminal...
If I was going to draw a testicle, I mean, I'd start with something like your face.
Oh, I give an insult, you have to give one back.
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, you've just tasted cum.
At least I don't look like an aborted chipmunk.
Neither do I.
Yes, you do.
I'm bigger than that. An aborted chipmunk. How small do you think that's going to be?
I'm on about if you've gotten a... This, I think we should avoid
anyway,
yes.
This. Right. Yes. Basically, this is quite golden. Yes. It's very, very, very pale. I think... Is mine cloudier than yours, or are they both cloudy?
They're both very cloudy. It smells wheaty.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is wheat beer, but it smells wheaty.
I'm trying to find the English on this bottle. It is unfiltered blonde craft beer, re-fermented in the bottle, pour without the sediment. Well, it's probably poured with the sediment because I'm shit at pouring. There's a guy that looks like... I mean, on the front, it looks like they're at a circus or a fun fair, and one guy's going to crush the other guy with a beer keg.
Random. It tastes to me like cloudy lemonade.
More or less with a beery flavour behind it.
Yeah, if you added a tiny bit of beer to a cloudy lemonade.
Yeah, that's basically lemonade shandy.
Yeah.
You know what? If you want a lemonade shandy, that's a good style of lemonade shandy.
A lemonade shandy that's wheaty.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are we going to put it on the board? It's to be honest...
I wanted to say 49.
49, I would go with that.
It's not magic.
Right, let's pair this, because I want some flavour.
That's it, you've tasted it, God, I want some flavour. Our whole beer system of that was it's pale, and it tastes like shandy.
What
the hell is that? Is that skin flakes?
This is. Do you want to read?
It is Tesco Ingredients Thai Galangal, known as Thai Ginger. Used in Thai curries and other Southeast Asian dishes. How much have you just put me?
I'm not putting my mouth.
Is this a sponge? It looks like... It feels like a bit of fucking sponge. I don't want a whole bit. That it looks... Possibly it... This has got a very strange...
A taste of Thai. Slightly warm.
It's... Like trying to eat cardboard.
I think it's an ingredient you add in, like,
Thai. Well, yeah, food. That's why it says ingredients. Thai, known as Thai ginger, using curries.
So would
it
you?
It doesn't say.
Would
fucking
you recommend this as a pairing?
For this no.
Is there any beer you would pair it with?
Not really. It's getting spicy.
Do you think? That there's
people, you're an idiot.
Do you think people actually listen to this? And that there are the people listening to us more of an idiot than we are?
Probably for listening to this. Do not eat Thai galangal.
Just use it as an ingredient. Hell.
It's very Thai. It does embody the whole Thai flavour.
Should I get some paprika? We could do a...
I don't want paprika. But let's try it. I've got this in my mouth. I'm swirling it round like a good bit of... Like you swirled around the comb.
No, if you taste that, you get a load of flavour. Now, I just have Thai goodness in my mouth.
And the beer just kills it. It just kills that flavour. And you taste nothing.
Yeah, no, it's...
Basically, that's... You know what? I don't even think... I think 46.
I would agree. It's just not... You know...
It's better than Tanglefoot. But barely.
Yeah.
This is fucking horrible.
What the Thai shit?
Yeah, it's literally like trying to eat a bit of like fabric.
No, but the problem is I've got nothing in my cupboards at the minute.
Well,
there was a pepper that looked like a testicle because it was that wrinkly and old. I thought you didn't want that.
No,
I looked in the fridge and I had.
So you tried to give me out of date milk. Like, basically, these past two shows, you destroy our equipment and try to poison me.
It's cheese.
Do you want me as a friend?
It's cheese.
If you don't want me as a friend, just go, Bob, I don't want to be your friend. It's cheese. That's me, not you.
It was curds and whey.
Curds and whey.
That's what it was. Little Miss Humpty Dumpty sat on curds and whey. You do not make
cheese out of UHT milk.
You know, it's nursery rhymes and shit, you know.
Are you going to add some bacteria that you've scraped from around your knob as the blue bits?
This is a serious review show.
Yes, it was serious. And then you got your semen-y milk out.
No.
And then it just plummeted. Completely
is that
plummeted.
The other name for cum? Semen-y milk?
Yeah, semen-y. Well, it was semen-y milk. It was milk that looked like semen.
Next time you're around one of your ladies, you go, oh, I've accidentally semen milked on you.
Pretty sure these second episodes in the week are getting worse.
I think we might just quietly put this episode out without linking any of the breweries.
Just, it appear. Although one of our listeners, Johnny, was he got in touch with me.
Was he our second listener?
Yeah, he was saying he quite enjoyed episode 12 because we were talking about how when you touch your testicles, your boobs get bigger.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure this is on par.
Have you invited our second listener around?
Yeah.
Second listener, and it's my house, not your friend's house.
It's a living room as well, not a bedroom. He thinks it's your bedroom. He thinks we do this naked, touching each other or something.
If you want to come around and share some of the beers when we're doing it on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Email
sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
That's just for people actually, yeah, if anybody wants to be honest, if anybody emails in, unless we're superstars, then I'd probably be quite happy to have them around. They do need to realise that the bathroom is just a toilet. It looks like a building site.
Yeah, it is a building site of a bathroom.
It's a building site of a house.
The sink has disappeared. Since starting the podcast, there was a sink.
Yeah.
Now there isn't.
Well, the sink is next to the toilet now.
It's just on the floor and not attached.
Yeah.
Basically, the facilities in the studio is going downhill.
See, I need to wash that. So my idea is I need to pressure wash it. So I'm going to put it in the car, wash my car, and get one of the pressure hoses at Tesco.
Put it in your car and what? Like, go through the car wash and put that on the roof?
No, you know how you have, like, the pressure washers?
Yeah. Is that going to work on that?
Yeah, it'll clean it up.
It'll clean it up?
Yeah, be spanking.
Is that what you're saying? Why didn't you do that with your bath then?
Because the bath was broken. It had bubbles. It was like, it was just a cheap, horrible bath, so I had to get it out. But anyway, why would people really want to know about my DIY project?
How about we need a neck there?
Let's pause and, well, stop, and we'll see you at the next beer.
So we're not necking it?
No.
Okay.
Wait for your number three.
Ree Hills, £3.85, which I think is probably a bit pricey for a bottle of beer.
Hmm?
I don't know. I mean, when you consider the others we've had have been £2.
But the other we've had a £6 and we rated it really high, you bellend.
Yeah, okay,
it's
fine.
Surely it's all subjective.
Fine, I mean.
Right, I'm going to go get you
but
a cheap...
But this is nearly, you know...
You know, if I get you a cheap prostitute, an expensive prostitute, what's the percentage?
Well, I was going to read
it out.
It's
10%.
Okay, it's 10% and £4.
You were just uncultured.
You call it, says the one who tried to drink cummy milk.
But the last episode, I was eating lots of asparagus.
Asparagus and cummy milk makes you cultured. I don't want your culture.
It was not cummy milk. It was little cheese shots.
You're going to get cultures growing.
It was a cheese shot.
Cheese shots. That's what you're going with. Okay, so this is Anarchy Brew, and their Twitter is Anarchy Brew Co, and the website is anarchybrew.com. We've completely forgotten it in all of the others.
Oh, yeah.
But I've read it off the bottle, so...
The problem was, the other ones weren't, like...
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, that's a bit harsh. The others weren't excellent.
I think what it clearly says is because them two were foreign, weren't they, though, right?
Right choice to leave the EU. Does that mean the likes of these flavourly bottles might get more expensive?
Possibly. That thing is, it's depending
that
on
is
the...
That is going to be a sad time if flavourly gets more expensive or
I was reading an article, and basically what they said was that for craft beer, it was best for us to be in the EU.
So basically, it's sad day craft beer. We're going to be fucked. We're going to all be drinking John Smith's with a bit more frugals in them. Oh, joy. Right, this is Anarchy Bruco. It is a 330ml bottle. It is £3.85. It is 10%. And it's called Warhead.
And it's Anarchy, so we have to be Anarchy. Whenever we have Anarchy beers, we should have Anarchy.
You've spilled that everywhere. Anarchy!
You've spilled that everywhere. Yeah. This good beer, I'm going to look it off the table.
I opened it up with a bit of Anarchy.
Yes. That's the thing is, we do all this stuff, but it's audio, so they don't realise. I've now got beer all over my face. I don't have a bath.
Face and table.
You know, I've got to go down there my parents for a bath. And I can't do that because I've had a drink. So tomorrow I'm going to go with, well, I'll have a wash at the sink.
We have a sponge bath.
I have a sponge bath, yes. If anybody would like to help me with the sponge bath, email in at sharks@formalsharks.com.
Mainly because I've stopped sponge bathing him.
Now that's got a lovely strawberry smell.
Well, this behind this is...
I've got to pretend I haven't just pre-tasted it off the desk.
The story behind this is we were at our
Brewers
Market at Wyham. And we happened
to. I can't believe
just...
I can't go to the next one with you because you're at a fucking wedding for one of your best friends.
Well, that's because I hate you. And we just happened to be sat down, and the gentleman that sat next to us was the head brewer.
No, he wasn't. He was just a random brewer, Adam.
Was he just a random brewer?
Yeah, he was a low down.
Okay, he was a brewer. For Anarchy Brew.
For Anarchy Brew. I think he didn't. I think we were probably drunk at the time. I made lots of sex jokes and. He looked
Do
a bit
we have to be drunk for sex drugs?
Yeah, but anyway, it was a nice banner.
And he highly recommended the Warhead.
Yeah.
So we found it. Give it a go. And it's got a good smell to it.
That's a good flavour.
Wow.
Very good flavour.
Better out the glass or the table?
Better out the glass.
Well, that's good. That shows culture.
You know. I even got some up my nose as well. I snorted the bugger.
You vile human being.
We've been very subdued. It's very nice.
No, this is definitely the best beer of the night.
Yeah, by far.
Winner of the show.
Out of the two episodes we've done on the run.
I want to say it's, you know, 70, 69, 71.
See, I was looking at 71. What's at 71?
71 is something I can't say. Quinn will print these out in font 70. 71 is Newcastle Brewing Saison Barillas and Brooklyn Chocolate Stout.
Yeah, I would put it similar.
Whereas 70 is Newcastle Brewing Vanilla Rum Porter, McKellar and Brody's Big Mofo Stout, and Electric Bear Cherry Stout.
Yeah, I'd put it at the same sort of
so
place as them.
Do we go, it's very good or excellent, 70 or 71?
I would go 71.
Because
that's a good drink.
So it says it's a 100-minute IPA. It's got some writing, but it's quite small and faded. Probably part of their branding. Not something I'd choose. I wouldn't fade my text. It's quite hard to read.
God, you're a pathetic ass.
Well, no, if you're going to write on the bottle, you want to at least read it. I can't read most of that.
Not read it? You can't read it.
Yeah.
It's fucking Anarchy! My neighbours are going to come in thinking I'm having like an orgy or something. Yeah, so it's Anarchy, you can't read it. Oh, it's got to be all nice. Do you not get the idea of Anarchy? We're about to go into Anarchy. The whole world's going to go into fucking Anarchy. You're going to be able to read no text at all. Get fucking used to it.
So yeah, and that's why they've done that.
It's a very big beer, lots of flavour.
Yes.
For the price, you were saying thingy? Yeah, no, that's well worth it.
Exactly, well worth it. I was, you know what? I was expecting something lighter, a lot less flavoursome.
I think for seeing sort of the whole IPA thing, it doesn't have that.
It's not a typical IPA. It's not.
It doesn't have that boring taste that I think we're starting to really get. Or I'm certainly getting. Not
the,
bored
the
of,
generic IPA.
But for an IPA to stand out, it's got to be double.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously this is obviously your sort of your double IPA
but
territory
you're
and stuff.
Looking,
but that's
it does not look golden like IPAs. Mm. It's a bronzy
fruity.
Kind of
very fruity. Yeah. Did you
colour.
Text me the
no,
thingy?
let me text you the number because we've not got any real technology to do this with.
Seeing, I'm breaking everything at the minute. So what we are going to do is we're going to.
I don't want to pair this.
Do you know
I
what
think
pair
this
is
going to ruin
knobs.
It is hob knobs.
It's hob knobs.
I think it's going to ruin it.
Well, we'll not bother because them hob knobs have been open for a week.
Oh, only a week.
Only a week.
It's better than the cummy milk that's been in your fridge for months.
No, I
how
think...
many months? 4 months out of date. That milk. 4 months out of date.
And if we got a load of these and we drank them, we would be very anarchy.
Yeah, I think I might be throwing racists out the window.
You know, I think
if we had any.
Yeah, I think stockpile this up because if the country does go to the shit and anarchy does rule, this will fuel it.
Yeah.
And people that are on this will genuinely succeed more while they're having to catch rabbits with their bare hands.
Yeah.
So I think stockpile it with...
Don't just pour it out. There's stuff in the bottle. It's pouring on the floor.
It's on my sock.
That's how anarchy we're getting. He's just like, I don't care. I'm just going to throw it on the floor. I'm going to riot.
I was just reading it. So yeah, stock that up with
how
your...
How do you read it upside down?
Because I'm dyslexic. So yeah, stock this up with your tins of Spam and your tins of corned beef and all day breakfast in a can.
Yeah, because it probably will last. 10%, that's going to last a while.
Yeah, so when the apocalypse happens...
Effectively, 71 and up in our beers are going to be the beers for when Britain is in that much of shit... We're going to have a nuclear winter, we're going to have no leader, and we're going to be invaded by the Chinese.
So, is it better to have lots of beer? Because at least then, when the pound is so, so low, we then have beer that we can start bartering with?
You probably want it because we're going to have no clean water.
Because if we had this in sort of 3 months' time, I can go, do you want a car? I would like to buy your car. I've got...
A bottle of Warhead.
A bottle of Warhead?
I don't know, it depends.
That is our Funnel Shark top tip, is invest in beer just in case.
It all goes to shit.
It all goes to shit. If it really, really, really...
Worst case scenario, you've got good beer to drink in the good times.
Yeah. Like, the other thing is, you could maybe... It might be worth for every person to buy maybe 3 bottles of Tactical Nuclear Penguin or Sink the Bismarck.
Yeah.
And then if it goes really, really, really tits up, we can all get round one house and just drink it all.
Yeah.
And just
and if everything goes well, it means you as a shareholder have done well.
Yes. And we can then if the world and we come out of the post EU stuff happy, then we have good beer to taste.
Yeah.
Or we can end it all in some I'm not saying end it all if
You want us to end it all by drinking nuclear penguins.
That's if everything gets really depressive and we're all chasing after the last rabbit in the country, desperate to eat it, going, as it escapes from Pets at Home.
Yeah. It wouldn't escape very fast. I'd pick it up in a pan.
I've got this whole thing of this sort of like post world. It's not post-apocalyptic, is it?
Not quite apocalyptic, it's just like
post-capitalism world.
Yeah.
Where we're banging on the doors of Pets at Home for our teas.
But yeah, I mean,
why are you licking your lips at the prospect of eating Rodney the hamster?
Rodney the hamster. You wouldn't get a lot of meat off him.
Anyway, should we
and you only need to give him a donation.
Should we press pause
for that second,
for that
so you know
second,
how to cut it.
And
then we can
go straight on for the roundup.
Okay then. Here's the roundup. We just added a little ditty there. I mean, we've literally just pressed stop and start again.
Because quite often we'll have like 10-minute breaks, but we're having an interesting conversation. It is that sort of beer, though, where you could sit down and sort of put the world to right.
Yeah.
You know, you could talk philosophy, politics...
I'm starting to think that 71 was too harsh.
You think?
Because 73 is Cloudwater double IPA.
It's not as good as the cloud water, personally.
I just... No, I think the others at 71 are about the same, about on par.
Yeah, let's keep it where it is. I think we're enjoying it because we're enjoying the sort of conversation and
yeah.
going on silly tangents and stuff. We are a serious review show.
Sometimes.
Or we were meant to be.
I mean, we started out this show deathly serious. And then you brought your milk out.
The first show we did in about the first minute or so.
Yeah.
And we were already, I think, talking about people beating their wives.
Yeah. But, I mean, on the plus point, the pilot, I think we said fuck right at the end of it. We behaved ourselves.
Yes.
And that's why nobody's listened to it.
It's a good beer, this. I think,
yeah.
Pat on the back. Give yourself a smiley or whatever.
Yeah. Aniki Bruco.
Oh, this is the sound up. We're not doing that.
You know, so we've had... good. Well, we had a really good and interesting lager.
Yes, it was a lager. It was a good example of a lager. But...
You know, what did it get? Let's have a look. I've forgotten. I got 52. Now, for a lager, that's pretty good.
Yes, I think...
You know, you could have done a lot worse.
Yeah, as a lager, it is up on the scale, but then it's a lager. We're not lager drink. It's probably the one type of beers that I do sort of go... I taste them so often because I'm a fan of trying things, and I am convinced there's been lagers I've liked before. There was one of the ones you got for Christmas.
Yeah, the prototype.
One of the prototypes from BrewDog. It was a really nice lager. Unfortunately, they must have went with...
Kingpin.
That's more generic, but then as a company, you don't want... If you're doing a lager, you want it to be
generic. It makes commercial sense.
Yes, because if you've got somebody coming in, if you've got our friend Tricky coming in, if the lager didn't taste like that mass-produced lager in a sense,
yeah,
thus a very good example of that, then they're going to get annoyed and then go, oh, well, can I go to that pub that doesn't sell good beer?
Yeah, I think if you're a lager drinker and you're not just Carling, Carlsberg, and for a wild night out you'll have a Peroni, I think you'll quite enjoy this, the Labasa Brewfest. It is definitely...
Anybody that's not...
It's slightly on the traditional side. It's not overly hoppy.
I think if you're not a hophead, I think we're definitely in the category of hopheads.
Yeah.
We want as much hops as possible. And you know, I think there's times when people go, this is a hoppy beer, we taste it. And I think both of us have turned around and went, that's not very hoppy. And I think the two things for us is either a lot of hop, or it'd be a nice dark, malty, chocolatey...
And interesting flavours.
Yes.
You know, we're not about... But that's a good example of lager. Yeah. I don't want to knock it because it's lager. And I think if we had a show entirely about lagers, that would have rated very highly. But that isn't us.
That middle beer with the person trying to kill the other one.
The Taras Baluba, extra hoppy ale. It wasn't hoppy. Now, it could be because it's... A Belgian beer. Belgian beers have a very distinctive taste and flavour.
You like the Belgian beer.
And I do,
you?
But that doesn't fit in the Belgian beer category. That, to me, says they're trying to do something different and it doesn't work.
Yeah. No, that basically... if you get that in your flavourly thing, go boom.
Give it a friend.
Yeah. Go away.
Donate it away.
No, because you want the referral so you get the money off.
Yeah, but if you donate... Oh, yeah... Donate it to somebody you might not like. Or, you know, won't buy Flavourly, but you want to give them a beer. You know, you might owe somebody a bottle.
Yeah.
That's a great bottle.
Oh, to be honest, for that friend that doesn't like beer and then comes round, doesn't like good beer, you're loathed, you've got lovely beers in, you've got your punks, you've got your BrewDog ones that you get from the supermarket, you've got your specialty beers, and you're like, well, I don't want to waste something that's good on this person.
Yeah.
Give them that. It doesn't have much flavour. They're probably going to be happy. If the wins, it doesn't matter. You haven't lost anything.
You know, it's disappointing in terms of beers from Belgium. It doesn't shout, I'm a Belgian beer. It doesn't shout, I'm hoppy.
I'm a Belgian beer, you've probably drank far too much.
Yeah, possibly. But no, it's a beer. Yes. It's not.
But let's get on to the winner instead of bitching about
beer. And the winner... Aniki, you know what? We have things from Aniki. We enjoy the things from Aniki. This has stood apart from previous Anarchy beers we've had.
I think whenever I go out on a night out on the town in Newcastle, there's a couple of breweries that we tend to favour.
Yeah.
Anarchy is one of them. Wylam, definitely. Alchemy. And then, you know, I think there's them. When we spot them and we haven't had one of their beers on, we tend to go for them.
And this, you know, this is worth seeking out.
I think, yes. I think now on, I think it's definitely one that we will drink again.
You know,
again,
we've had, like, the Dun Time on the show. We had one in the pilot, and they were good. They were, you know, lovely, brilliant beers. This...
just go for that little bit of more exception.
Is that step further forward. Yes. This beer is... it's up there with the big ones on our list. And I think they should be proud of it.
Should we say tatty bye before your mother picks you up?
Yeah, and tatty bye, because we're nearly at the 40-minute mark, and our one listener, Phil, would be very upset.
Find us on Twitter and...
which is at Formal Shark.
Yes. Facebook.
Email it. Oh, Facebook.
/ Formal Shark. We're on iTunes, if you're not already. You've got an Apple device, and...
rate us. If you listen to us on iTunes, we need ratings. You know, other podcasts will say it. Ratings actually mean something on iTunes. It basically means you get listed better.
Yeah.
Don't write bollocks. Just give us 4 or 5 stars. Or
if
you don't like us, then give us 1 star. But
yeah, be honest.
You know, we'd rather have 5 stars. And email in, sharks@formalshark.co.uk, because even if you say hi, we'd like just somebody to say hi. We need some friends.
Yeah. So, are we gonna end the show now?
Yeah, I'll just press that stop button.
Yeah, good night.
Bye.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.